there's a myriad of reasons. I mean, I lived up here when I was working at Georgia Tech, and I really didn't know much about the institution. But when you get on campus, everything's new. There's a positive energy on campus that's unlike any other I've been on. And then when I, after I, you know, my first interview with the AD, we met at the Marietta Diner on December 24th, Christmas Eve, before we went to play Southern Cal in the El Paso Bowl. And he said, Brian, have you ever been to the stadium? I said, no, I've never been there. I said, I've ridden by it, but I've never seen it. You know, you walk in, you got a 10,000-seat chair back with suites on the home side. And he said, have you ever been in the locker room? I said, what locker room? He said, well, let me walk you in. We walk in, there's a brand-new 101 lockers, a football locker room. Football locker room. They don't have football here, but it was a football locker room. So there's so many things here that are just awesome about this institution. And you got a location that's 20 minutes outside of Atlanta, you know, and football is important in the state of Georgia.
Yes, it is.
And we can touch them all. It's 5 million people in metro Atlanta. So there's a myriad of things that made it an absolute no-brainer for me.
Well, Coach, this is not the first new program attempting some big things in metro Atlanta, even within the last 5 years. Georgia State started a football program under Coach Bill Curry, and they have struggled after that first year. What would you say to folks who say, what's going to be different about Kennesaw State's experience? And have you talked to Coach Curry about what it's like to launch a brand new football program with big time aspirations in metro Atlanta?
Well, no doubt. I've definitely spent some time with Coach Curry. He was one of the first guys I called. He's such a a well-respected man in the business, but just a good person. I actually had lunch with him one day as well, along with a lot of other coaches that have started programs from UNC Charlotte to Mercer to UTSA to Old Dominion to South Alabama. Spent some time with all those different people. I don't really know all the ins and outs of Georgia State, but I know there's a great plan here to be successful. And we have a 5-year plan to be a Division I FCS football program. And we want to be who we are, and that's Kennesaw State University. And we have a great plan and great leadership, and we're going to stick to the plan. And I think the best thing about Kennesaw State is our community. I mean, you look at a program that every home game is sold out before we ever play a snap. You know, I think that's maybe the biggest difference is the community here, the greater Cobb community is just unbelievable behind this university, and especially the football program. And I don't know all the ins and outs of Georgia State, but I know here we got a great plan, and the community's behind us, and we're excited about what's going to happen here in the future for this program and university.
Will you be recruiting primarily in the metro area or in Georgia? And certainly since the University of Alabama Birmingham just got rid of its football program, did that suddenly give you another pool to go after?
Well, first, you know, Georgia's number one for us. You know, there's approximately 450 schools in the state of Georgia. We will go to every school at a minimum of once a year. That means one of our coaches will physically walk in that school at a minimum of once every year. Obviously, the Cobb Cherokee parting this area right here, home base, is ultra important, as well as the whole state. But we'll recruit state of Georgia number one, then we'll recruit the periphery states. So a little bit of North Florida, Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, things that touch Georgia we'll recruit as well, depending on each given year based on our needs and what's in the state. We did recruit some kids from UAB. We're very fortunate that we signed one, that we were after that fit a need for us at Rush, and we're excited about him. And yes, that did help us. Obviously, this class for us, the second recruiting class, is heavy transfers, so that was a part of our equation.
Coach, you talked about the players here, but also you have some former high school coaches as part of your assistant coaches and your entire coaching staff. How crucial are they, and particularly in what you want this team's identity to be? Or is it too early to talk about identity of a program?
Well, I mean, we know what we want to look like. I mean, I got a clear-cut vision. We've talked about it. I mean, we know the culture we want here. We know what we want to look like as a football program. that's not only what you do on the field, but how you represent your institution and the university and the community off the field and also academically. So we got a pretty clear-cut vision of that. When you talk about the high school coaches that work here that I hired, these guys are not only great coaches, they're great people, and they also have been in the state of Georgia and have a good relationship with a lot of coaches in the state of Georgia. And as y'all well know, recruiting's the lifeline of a college football program.
Mm-hmm.
If we recruit the right kind of kids that fit, not only athletically, but the culture we're creating here, it's going to give us a chance to be successful. And those guys, along with the rest of our staff, really fit what we're trying to do and have done a great job.
Coach, one thing that hadn't happened when the plan was developed for Kennesaw State to launch a football program was what's now called the Big Five conferences deciding that, and the NCAA giving them the chance to go their own way to a certain extent in making rules for how players are treated. And the upshot is that maybe more of the kids you might be going after might say, hey, I'd rather go to one of those big schools because of the perks I can get there. Has that made it tougher for you at Kennesaw State to attract some of the kids that you might otherwise attract?
Well, right now that hasn't been an issue. Now, could it be in the future? We'll have to see. There's definitely a possibility of that. I think the great thing we have here is, we got a lot to offer with a university with one of the top student housings in the country, one of the top dining halls in the country. You're talking about a school that's going to have approximately 31,000 students next year. And so we have a lot to offer for a kid who might have an FBS offer from somewhere, but hey, I can stay home in my home state and play in front of my family and friends and do all the things I want to do here. For us, we feel like we got a great product here, and for kids in the state of Georgia that want to stay home and make a name for themselves in their home state, it's a great place to go to school.
You mentioned the culture. You mentioned it's a great place to go to school. In terms of academics, since most of these kids are probably not going to end up in the NFL, how do you put that mix together, especially with a new program that might demand a lot of the kids in terms of time?
Well, I think every young man wants to go to the NFL, and I think they all have that dream. And I truly believe that you want to give every young man that chance to live out his dream. You know, and they all want to go. And we're going to give them that opportunity here as well. You know, I tell them, hey, you're going to do that on the field. You know, what you do on the field will give you that opportunity. But the bigger picture is let's have a life plan. So let's go get a degree. You know, we got the Coles College of Business has one of the top MBA programs in the country. We have a nursing school here. It's one of the tops in the country. We have a myriad of approximately 80 majors you can get involved with. And we just consolidated with Southern Poly, so now we have engineering and architecture. You can do whatever you want here, but really it's about your life plan. You know, I'm going to get that degree. If the NFL comes calling, that's a bonus. And we're going to have some kids here that play in the NFL in time, you know, because there's just too good of players in the state of Georgia. And so that'll come, but above all else, we want to have these kids have a life plan that they can fall back on when their football days are over.
Coach, a two-part question. First of all, you have how many scholarships do you have for your players?
So at the Division I FCS level, mm-hmm. you have 63 full scholarships, but you can have as many as 85 on scholarship. So what you can do at FCS is break your scholarships up and use them in different ways, where at FBS you have 85 fulls, period.
And
so that's the difference in the two levels. We're fully funded. Now, we have a five-year plan to get to that 63. Obviously, if we used them all early, we wouldn't have any for future classes. So we built a five-year plan to get us to full capacity to where we want to be to balance our classes. So year in, year out, you know, we're looking at 15, 18 kids we'll sign, give or take each year. But we're fully funded. We have a full staff. Like I said, the plan here is outstanding. You know, we have things that other FCS programs don't have that have been established for a long time.
Now, have you peeked over at maybe the baseball team or
right.
the basketball team and said, you know what, that 6'6" guy could be a great tight end?
If they can run and jump and tackle and block and do all the things, we've actually had, you know, we've had three tryouts, and we have some kids that are going to play for us that have come out of those tryouts. So You know, it's been a positive thing. When you're building a program, that's part of what you do.
Coach, speaking of the baseball team, Kennesaw State's baseball team has set the bar pretty high for some of the other programs in the school, and you're just starting out. Aside from rating them for possible talent, have you accepted, if you will, kind of a challenge from the baseball team, which went to the College World Series?
I think it's great for our university and great for our athletic department. When any of these programs do well, it's good for all of us. You know, and I think what Coach Sansing and the baseball program has done, not only last year, but really over a period of time, they've had a ton of success. And I think that's what all the programs here at Kennesaw State strive for. And we talked about our first signing class. We told them when you come in, our goal is to compete for a championship before you leave here. Those kids are going to be here for 5 years. Our goal is to compete for a championship. And that's where we're going. That's our plan. That's our vision. And so – I think there's no doubt the baseball team has set the bar high, but I think that's what we all expect of each program here.
What's the best coaching advice you've ever received? Or is there a coach out there that you sort of model yourself after in terms of either style or just their approach to the game and working with young people?
Well, I think I've learned from so many different coaches, and I couldn't pick just one. My dad was a high school coach for 30 years. But I've learned from so many coaches. But I think the number one thing is you got to be who you are, you know, and you have a set of core values that you have to live day in, day out by. And that's number one. And I think the other important thing is how you treat people. And, you know, the culture you create by how you treat people and the tone you set for this football department, I think it's critical as far as the future goes. But I think the big thing I've heard is just you got to be who you are and go with your core and gut beliefs, because there's going to be times you got to make decisions that everybody doesn't agree with. But down deep, you got to believe in what you're doing and have everybody else in your program with the same vision.
And, Coach, you do know right before that very first win, when it is evident that you're going to win, the Gatorade bath
the Gatorade.
Is coming. Have a spare shirt around, okay?
Hey, I look forward to it. And
just hope it's not
I can't
in
wait
December.
Till it happens, and it'll be a great day.
Kennesaw State first-year head coach Brian Bohannon. Coach, thanks for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Coach.